Blog Talk Radio.
Today is exciting. We're talking about the SC or sternoclavicular and the acromion clavicular joints. Now, we're not only going to talk about the anatomy, the physiology, but also corrections. So make sure this is for educational purposes only. So if you're a chiropractor, or physical therapist, any body worker that's going to be doing these, make sure you talk to someone with experience and do a thorough assessment before attempting any of these adjustments. Because if there's a fracture or some underlying pathology, you do not want to do these adjustments unless you know how to do them. So let's look at the anatomy first. For one, ligaments connect bone to bone. So the sternoclavicular joint is the only bony attachment to the skeleton that the shoulder girdle has. You've got 18 muscles that guide and glide its action. And then that clavicle comes out, and you can see that entire shoulder structure is hanging from that clavicle to that acromion process. Now, you have to assess the sternoclavicular because it is the only bony attachment to the skeleton. You got 18 muscles, super commonly injured. And you want to assess and correct proximal to distal. That means you assess the sternoclavicular if somebody has carpal tunnel syndrome, if they have golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, if they have rotator cuff problems. You've got to start at the beginning or the proximal and then work distal. Now, so when we look at the shoulder anatomy, okay, for the muscles, we've got the rotator cuff, supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and they're called that because that little ridge going along the scapula is called the spine of the scapula. So they talk above the spine of the scapula, below the spine of the scapula. Then you have the infraspinatus and teres major, minor. Now, when you look at these are the rotator cuff, and you can see the top muscle, the muscle usually involved in rotator cuff injuries, is the supraspinatus. And that's because the head being forward can compromise that one most easily. And this is why to assess and correct, you have to look at the entire structure. That's why any upper extremity problem or issue, you need to assess the nerves that supply it and the blood supply, and that comes out of the cervical and the cervical spine, but also the opening to the thoracic, and that's called thoracic outlet. So if there is a structural deviation, you could see, obviously, the muscles are going to be negatively affected. Now, this is a very, very simple assessment. You get right in the middle of the patient. You put your fingers like this, and I like using the middle fingers and coming straight down. If one's high or the other's low or they're off, now it's really, really important because is the high one high or is that normal? Is the low one lower? Is that normal? So you're going to look for tender areas and also an alteration in movement. Now, the adjustment is you want the spine totally stabilized. And during the adjustment, the patient is going to abduct their arm and then they're going to move it in this fashion where they're just going to move it from by the side of their body all the way up through an arc. Now, when it hits about 90 degrees, that arm is pulling that joint away, and then it's very easy to adjust. But you can see here, I'm actually stabilizing the patient's neck with one hand and isolating that and either driving it straight lateral, inferior to superior, superior to inferior. And it's based on the presentation and tenderness and altered motion. Very, very simple, very, very easy adjustment. You're only using maybe 1.5 to 2 pounds of pressure. But this is why you have to assess the through x-ray first. Because if there's a sternum fracture, clavicular fracture, dislocated shoulder, all of the symptoms that could be associated with this, you've got to assess that. Now, let's look at the acromion clavicular joint and assessment. Super common to see grade 1, grade 2 separations. I personally had a grade 2 separation playing paintball once. Now, you will find the tenderness on the site as well as referring down to the arm. Super, super common. Because remember, that clavicle attached to that acromion process here, if it's separated, it can alter the structures, the blood supply and nerve supply. So you're going to get referred areas. And again, you've got to look at any underlying problems with the upper extremity. Now, distal issues, and this is elbow and wrist issues, muscle imbalance of the forearm can also refer up to the shoulder. So let's look at basic. Normal, the acromion process is lined up with the clavicle. Grade one, there's a slight separation. Grade two, there's more of a separation. Grade three, there's actually tearing of the tissue. Now, so you're going to see different levels of this. What's interesting is if it's totally torn, there's not a lot of discomfort. So don't let the lack of pain confuse you. If you see that clavicle sticking up and the shoulder dropping down, and if you go in and contact that clavicle and push it down and it falls back in place, you got to know that ligament's unstable. And that's when perhaps an MRI. But understand, MRIs, if you're going to use that assessment, inflammation can distort it. Now, 99.9% of the time, that clavicle is going to subluxate superior. And then you've got the weight of that shoulder and those 18 muscles is going to be pulling it down. So it's going to be popping it up. Now, you've got to look at the integrity of the joint. And this is where the muscles attach. Figure the clavicle is going to be pulling up and the weight of the arm is going to be pulling it down. And so it will present with that clavicle sticking up. Now, you've got the type 1, which is a minor displacement. Type 2 is a partial rupture. Type 3, okay, is going to be a complete rupture. Type 4 means it's displaced posteriorly. And that's going to be unusual. Look at a lot of contact sports that would give you a type 4, where somebody actually impacted that clavicle and thrown it backwards. I've also seen that on motorcycle injuries and some fights. And the displaced cap clavicle type five is significant. And I'm giggling because a contractor buddy of mine had it, and we were on a job site, and it just looked like some alien had taken over his body. That clavicle was sticking up instead of level or down. I've never seen a type six where it's behind the muscle. That this would be a horrific injury, massively pulling that shoulder back, like literally ripping a lot of structures. And we're talking 26 years of practice, I've never seen one. Now, on an x-ray, this is super, super common when you're going to see that clavicle elevated away from the acromion process. So you're going to see this separation. And understand, if you order an MRI on something like this, know that in the initial stages, like if it was within a month or so of the trauma, that the inflammation may distort it. So it may appear that it's completely torn. It may be only partially torn. So just know that there may be some fibers there that can be helped. Now, to assess it, you're going to run your hands on either side, and you're going to feel the bump on the outside of the shoulder there, and you'll feel the clavicle slightly elevated. Now, what a complete separation looks like, this is actually me putting my finger in what it separates up. I should have moved my hand medial towards his neck to demonstrate it, because it is literally sticking, the clavicle sticking up. And when you really assess what a complete separation looks like, you're going to grab that clavicle and push it down, and you'll see it fall back in place. This is why you can, just like all torn tissues, if you approximate it, tape it, drop it down, you get the best chance to heal it. Now, to adjust this, now make sure, again, before you do this adjustment, you've assessed the cervical spine, you've assessed the thoracic spine, you've assessed everything. So now you know that it's the acromion clavicular joint. Now, this is going to be more of a scissors action, where you're contacting and you're driving that clavicle from distal to medial, from the outside to in, while you're lifting up the elbow. And it's a very, very quick scissors move, and you'll get a really nice cavitation. And this is super common in a lot of MMA fighters. They do have a lot of sprains and strains of the AC joint. Also, motorcycles riders, or actually, not motorcycle riders, the guys that have fallen, you're going to see a lot of AC separations. Like my AC separation was diving into a bunker. I was going from one of the Doritos down into the snake, And that's when I was playing paintball. So this is a very effective adjustment, but I cannot stress how important the assessment is. If you do this move on somebody with a dislocated shoulder, because you can have a couple of different problems. You can have a subluxated or damaged acromion clavicular, and you can also have a glenohumeral joint. So you've got to do a thorough assessment before you do this adjustment, and it has to be accurate. Now, for a complete AC separation, surgery is the only option. But all other injuries, okay, even if there's a couple of fibers attached, you can drop that shoulder down, and lots of taping is going to be fantastically well. I haven't seen any good braces that'll hold that in place. But then you can irritate it. You can do saline injections, plasma-rich, platelet-rich plasma injections, stabilizing the joint with kinesio tape. I remember that the only tape that I had to stabilize my joint, because when I had my separation, was duct tape, and that was bad. I mean, it worked. It held it down. But let me tell you, taking duct tape off of bare skin isn't good. Stick with kinesio tape. Duct tape works really good on machines, not real good sometimes on humans. but you've got to restore the cervical spine and thoracic areas in order for this to heal. So when we talk about just the extremities, so we're going to go over each joint and the problems, how to assess it, and how to correct it. Nerve supply is number one. The nerves that supply that upper extremity come out of the cervical spine. So this is, you've got to assess it. Then looking at regular exercise. This is what restores and reforms the body. But you need the exercise for good brain function. This is a half hour to an hour a day. Proper nutrition. This means that man makes it, you don't eat it. And sufficient rest is when the body regenerates, and prayer and meditation. Every study, I'm telling you, that involves prayer, healing occurs more rapidly. Plus, having a relationship with your creator, great idea. I'm hugely into that. Big fan of God. I like his work. God bless you all. I hope you've enjoyed the series. Please share it. Stay healthy, my friends.